This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Hello, I'm Maureen Marshall. I'm talking with CDC's Dr. Harold Jaffe, Associate Director for Science, and Dr. James Curran, Dean of the Rollins School of Public Health and Co-Director of Emory's Center for AIDS Research. This conversation is based on their reflections of 30 years of AIDS, which appears in the June 2011 issue of CDC's journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases. Welcome, Dr. Jaffe.
Thank you for inviting me.
And welcome, Dr. Curran.
Thank you, Maureen.
Dr. Curran, what are the important lessons we've learned from the AIDS pandemic?
Well, Maureen, AIDS is essentially a new disease. It's very complex, both biologically and socially. Biologically, it produces a silent infection, which is essentially incurable, and the long-term infection leads to millions of carriers throughout the world. Socially, it is characterized by stigma and discrimination, and many people hide their infection and avoid getting tested. Prevention remains the most important message of all. It's really important to take precautions to prevent HIV to begin with.
There have been many accomplishments since the AIDS pandemic began. Dr. Jaffe, tell us about the scientific advances.
There have really been a number of advances as a result of the studies that have been done looking at the HIV/AIDS epidemic. So, for example, in the basic sciences, there have been a number of advances in understanding the biology of retroviruses and how the immune system responds to chronic viral infections. To me, the most spectacular advances have been in clinical sciences because at the beginning of the epidemic, we had no drugs to treat HIV. Within 15 years, we had a variety that could be used in combination to dramatically increase the quality and length of life for infected people. We also now have a much better understanding of the importance of animal reservoirs for human disease and how interactions between human and animals can lead to some unexpected health consequences for humans. And finally, we've learned a lot about the social determinant of disease. For example, how factors such as poverty and gender inequality can affect the risk of infection.
And Dr. Curran, what about international collaborations?
Well, Maureen, in a very short period of time, AIDS has spread throughout the world to most countries. It is the fourth leading cause of death in the world, and the highest incidence and prevalence is in sub-Saharan Africa. The problem greatly outweighs our ability and capacity to deal with it from a healthcare resource point of view. Many studies have been done throughout the world, including landmark studies in Africa, and we have learned a great deal from our international collaborations about how to prevent and treat HIV.
Dr. Jaffe, what can you tell us about private sector engagements with public health?
In the HIV/AIDS epidemic, the private sector has been very involved in several different ways. For example, companies that develop diagnostic products have given us a whole range of sensitive and specific diagnostic tools, including rapid tests that we can use in field settings and in the developing world. The pharmaceutical industry has now given us a broad range of drugs for the treatment of HIV, and private charities such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Clinton Foundation have played a very important role in the global response to the epidemic.
What's been the greatest disappointment?
To me, the greatest disappointment is the epidemic is still with us 30 years later. We still don't have an effective vaccine. And even with the very substantial funding that's been available in this country to prevent HIV infection, each year between about 50 and 60,000 Americans become newly infected.
Dr. Curran, after 30 years of AIDS, what comes next?
The epidemic is still with us. There's no time for complacency. Everyone should be knowledgeable about HIV and how it's transmitted, and get tested if they have any chance of being exposed. It's time to be safe. Always use a condom with a new partner or if you don't know their status.
Thank you, Dr. Curran, and thank you, Dr. Jaffe. I've been talking with Drs. Harold Jaffe and James Curran about Reflections on 30 Years of AIDS, which appears in the June 2011 issue of CDC's journal, Emerging Infectious Diseases. You can see the entire article online at www.cdc.gov/EID. If you'd like to comment on this podcast, send an email to eideditor@cdc.gov. That's eideditor, one word, @cdc.gov. I'm Maureen Marshall for Emerging Infectious Diseases.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.